We do the maimer biur al anal lohavin sheirish advarim and the pasuk aboyim yashirish Yaakov. This is from the haftorah of the parsha Shmois, which is aboyim yashirish Yaakov yotzis vorach Yisrael. As the maimer will explain some of the psukim that he explained in the previous maimer. The maimer talks about is going to explain over here how the pasuk talks about the rooting yotzis. Yashresh, that it's roots, and then it blossoms. He's going to talk about the whole idea of mitzvahs, that the mitzvahs are like a seed. The mitzvahs that we do are like a seed. In the seed itself, you don't see the fruit. You don't see what's going to come out of it. But yet, there is a power in the seed that when it meets up with the power of the ground, it will blossom, and it brings about the beautiful fruit. The beautiful fruits of the mitzvahs we do now will come out in the time of Mashiach will come. That's when we'll see the fruits. Right now it's in the level of a seed, which means what we do when we're planting, when a yid does a mitzvah, you're planting a seed sort of into the ground. The mitzvahs don't have yet the revealed level of Hashem's delight, the Tainug Elyon, everything. We don't see it now. It's just a mitzvah, it's an act, it's a simple act, we don't see what it is. But yet, it has a tremendous power. The Alter Rebbe begins this particular biur, the biur al-hanal, by explaining that it seems to be that on one level we say that the Torah is higher than the Yidden. If you try to figure out, because you say, as it says in the Zohar, that there are three tied together. The Jews tied to the Torah, and the Torah ties to the Eberster, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that means that the Torah is higher than the Yidden, because the Yidden connect to Hashem through the Torah. Sometimes it's explained, as the Rebbe brings down a lot in the Sichas, that there is three knots because the Jews connect with Hashem directly also. But in the revealed way, it goes Hashem, Torah, and the Yidden. The Yidden are the lowest. They connect through the Torah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it seems that the Yidden are on a lower level than the Torah. But on the other hand, we find that the Yidden are considered on a greater level of the Torah. There's various different psukim. The Yidden are called, like the husband of the Torah, Baal Torah, which means the husband of Torah. The Yidden are called Reishis Tvos, a very different psukim in which we see that a Yid is even higher than Torah. So is Torah higher or Yidden higher? And the Rebbe explains the idea over here that on the higher level of Torah and the revealed level of Torah, so Taka Torah is higher than the Yidden. But in this world, the way the Torah comes down in this world, the way the mitzvahs come down in this world, he's going to talk about Torah, talk about mitzvahs, the way they come down the world in the very physical level of Torah, the very physical level of mitzvahs, actually the Yid reveals and is in a higher level than the Torah. So that's why in this world, the Yid is the ground-like, the Yid develops the Torah. It's like takes the Torah that it receives and makes it into the greatest revelation. So in the revealed level of Torah in this world, the Yidden are greater than Torah, higher level. That's what he's going to explain. Let's look inside. L'hovin sheresh advarim, to understand, biur al-anal, l'hovin sheresh advarim, to understand the root of these matters that discussed in the previous maimer. Hine, behold, gimel, kishroin, kishorim, miskashrin, there are three that knots that tie Yisrael be'iraisa chulu. The Jews are connected, the Yidden are connected to the Torah, and the Torah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means shemadregas ha-Torah hilamayla mi-Yisrael, that the level of Torah is higher than the Yidden, because the Yidden connects to the Torah and the Torah to the Yidden. But the question is, v'ara ha-Torah nikras b'shem b'chinas kala? The Torah is called a bride of whom? A bride of the Yidden. Now the bride is the chosen, is the mashpia, is the main, and then you have the kala, is the Torah. So the Torah is the level of the kala relative to the chosen, relative to the yid. K'may merazal, as our sages tell us, al tikri moy rosha. It says Torah tziva lono moisha moy rosha. Moy rosha means an inheritance, but he says al tikri moy rosha. Don't pronounce it. Don't read it as an inheritance, Elo Me'oirasa, which means betrothed, that the Torah is betrothed to the Yidden. So which means the betrothed, she's the Kala, and the Yidden are the Chosn. So it comes out that the Chosn and the Kala is on a lower level, so the Torah is on a lower level than Yidden. Further, V'nikra Isaac B'Toyra, Baal Toyra. What is going to, a person who occupies the Torah is called a Baal Toyra. Baal means also a husband of Torah, which means that he is, or the master of Torah. So, which would mean, or Morei D'Oraisa. It's called the master of Torah. So, in other words, you're the master and the Torah is under you. Chul. Even further, it says, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tvoso. He says that the Yidden are holy to Hashem, they're the first of the crops. So which means the first crops. Torah itself is also called crops. As we're going to see, the various different psukim refer to Torah as bread, Torah is referred to as wine, Torah is referred to as oil. These are all crops. But what is Reishis Tvoso? What is the first crop? That's the Bnei Yisrael. So it turns out that the Yidden are higher than the level of Torah. So how do we reconcile this with what the Zohar says, that the Torah is in a higher level than Yidden? Ki ha-Torah, v'ksiv kodesh Yisrael Hashem reishis tvo'aso, that Yidden, they're the first of the crops. Chulu ki ha-Torah nikra b'shem b'chinas lechem. Torah itself is also called bread. K'moshe kosuv. L'chu lachmu b'lachmi. Though go eat with my bread, which means the bread of Hashem is the Torah. Begam nikras b'shem yayin. It's also, Torah is also called yayin, yena shel Torah, it is called wine, which is also tvua sakerem, which is also, that's not, there is tvua of the field, then there is tvua of the orchard, which is fruits, is the kerem. Avinikra shemet, it's also called oil, the Torah is called oil. The zayis, namikra tvua, and a olive is also called a crops. And this is what reishis tvua also. So how do we say, so which means that Yid is on a higher level. So how do we say the Yid is on the lower level? And he's going to explain that the way the Torah comes down in this world, the Torah is in a lower level because the Torah is bebchinas garim. It's in a level of a seed because it's just like in a seed. You don't see the fruit at all. It's just a plain seed, a piece of wood. There's nothing there. But hidden deep down, there is the greatness. Same thing is the Torah and the mitzvahs that we have over here in this world is like a seed. Doesn't have anything. How do you reveal that fruit? How does it come out to grow? That comes through the Yidden. Because the Yidden develop it. And that's why, in this level, the Yidden are racist to us on a higher level. As you can explain. So at first, it's going to give the idea that the Yid has a special power in which Hashem, we know, creates nothing, from nothing, something. But it's even greater to make from something nothing. It's greater than making from nothing something. It's greater than making yesh me'ayin. It's even a greater thing is to make from ayin yesh. The order of things, the way things work, we get it from above. That's the power of a yid, as we're going to see. The yid makes something. That's why the yid is greater in that sense, because the yid has a power to create and make from something nothing, which means to create the level of bittul, the level of humility, the subjugation, that take the yesh and make it into a level of ayin. For the famous story in the Gemara that he's going to bring down over here, there was Rabbi Hanina ben Dois's wife was making him, you know, miserable, that they don't have enough money, they were very dirty. So she says, what should I do? He says, pray to Hashem that you... So he found a treasure, and then he saw in the dream that all the rabbis are sitting by tables with all the legs, and his one leg is missing by him. So he felt bad, you know, because they said they gave him basically the treasure from above, from Olam Haba. He got it in this world. So he said to his wife, so he says, okay, you know what, we don't want it. We want to be like all the tzaddikim. Take it back. And they said, no, from the heavens they only give, but they don't take back. But they did take it back at the end. So they said that the second miracle is greater than the first miracle, because from the heavens they give, but they don't take back. In other words, to take back is a greater miracle. That means like this, from the Himmel, from the above, the Seder of Ishtalshlus, everything is, it comes from Ayin, becomes Yesh. There's the order of Ishtalshlus. But a Yid has the power to take the Yesh and make it back into an Ayin. He can be Mevatel, and he can find the Chayfetz, he can find the Rotzin of Hashem to create that Hashem's Rotzin should be in this, in the Gashmiyut world. Let's see inside. Inyan hu, the Amr Razal, our sages tell us, min Shemaya mi v'yavi, that from the heavens they give, but mishka lo shakli, they don't take from the God lanes achrin, and the later miracle that they did take back, that was greater, he says, than the first miracle, because that's not usually done. They don't take back. The first miracle that they gave him gold from the heavens, that's not so great. That's the order of the evolved, the way things evolved, that it should go down below, that from spirituality it should become back, it should become into Gashmis. Because this is the way, because even everything that we have in the physical world comes through a evolving through a ishtalshlus till it becomes gashmis. Because there is no grass that doesn't have a mazel. A mazel means a counterpart, a spiritual counterpart. The mazel is spiritual. This is to bring down from nothing to make into a yesh, to make into gashmis. As opposed to this latter nes, to elevate from something, from a yesh, to become ayin. This is something very surprising. Neged hadrogas ha-ishtalshlus. This goes against the steps of ishtalshlus, which is going down of the involvement. Now you're bringing it in the opposite direction. That level to be able to take Gashmis, to be mevatel it, and to move it away from its Gashmis, that's the power that a Yid has. Kitiyu, v'kmeshekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Kitiyu atem li eretz chayfet. You will be for me a land of desire. What does it mean, you'll be a land of desire? It means that you will have, you will create that, the rotzin of Hashem, which is the level of Bittul in this world, Pirush Chayfetz Verotzin Shalomailo, that you're going to be the desire of above, Sheyiye Bittul HaYesh LeAyin, that it should be, the Yesh should be nothing, V'Chayfetz Zet to you atomly, you are going to be that desire, that you're going to be the level of Bittul to Hashem. So now he's going to explain, what does it mean that the Yidden, when they learn Torah and their matzmiach, they take away the gashmis from the physical, the mitzvah, and they actually turn the mitzvah into the spiritual thing, what the mitzvah is supposed to do, even though the mitzvah comes down a very gashmisic thing. So you come to it. Hine Knesset Yisrael, Mokor Neshamas Yisrael, Nikras B'Shem Eretz. Because when we talk about the Knesset Yisrael, I mean, this is, you know, another one, when we talk about the gathering of Yidden, the Jewish people. The Jewish people are the earth. We're talking about where all Jewish people are together. Over here, we come down as individual souls, individual people. But in our root, we're all together. So we all have like a similar area. The Knesset Yisrael, which is the source of the Neshamas Yisrael, because each individual source comes from that source. So when we want to talk about the Jewish people, but generally we talk about Knesset Yisrael, the gathering of Israel, which is the Makor Neshamas Yisrael. Nikras B'Shem Eretz, that's called a land, that's called the earth. Which means, what does it mean? Which means the Neshamas Yisrael are earth, they have certain powers to make things grow, just like the ground makes things grow. Sheyesh bo koyach hatzemeyach, that it can, has in it, the Knesset Yisrael has in it the power to grow, latzmiach kol pri liminehu, to make every fruit in its kind grow, al yidei asher zarei boi al haaretz, through the seed that's in him, in the ground. Then you grow, you make a beautiful tree. Behine b'hagadin ein boi tamu misikas, in the seed itself there is no taste, there's no sweetness. Eloka eitz b'alma, that is just like a piece of wood. It's a very physical piece of wood. It's just a seed. Begam b'koyach hatzemech, and also in the power that makes things grow, There's no image of a fruit in the ground. Because you see that all kinds of fruit grow from the ground. Based on what kind of a seed you put into the ground, that's the kind of a produce that's going to come out. So in other words, this doesn't come from the ground itself. There's no wheat in the ground. There's no barley in the ground. What you're going to sow, that's what you're going to get. Chito, usoiro, vigefen, whether it's wheat or barley or a vine. Vimkein mukhrach, sheim boi bichinas chita. There is, I have to say, there is no level of grain, of wheat in the ground. Vimkein, lo nitzach la ziria. For had there been, why would you need to sow? Let it just come out from the ground what's in there. Elo. But rather, when there's the unity of the seed, which has in it, in a hidden way, the shape of the fruit in the garden, when that unites with the ground together, that way it dresses up the power to grow, that it can grow similar to the seed when it comes into the ground. That's the way it works physically. Same thing is the idea of the mitzvahs. Those are the seeds that are plants you plant in the Knesset Yisrael or the Neshamas Yisrael in the earth. That they have descended, they evolved, they descended below. Until they became like the image of the seed. She'ein beitam has no reason, has no taste. There's no taste in the garden. There's no reason in mitzvahs. Come on, tzitzis mitzemer, you make tzitzis of wool. Utfilin miklav, you make tefillin from parchment chulu. So, you don't see anything. So, in the physical, like the seed. Ach mikol makim, yesh behem einega elyin. But there is in them the light. The Eibishter gets tainuk, so to speak. There's a tainuk of above in the doing of the mitzvahs. Through the Yidden that do and perform the mitzvahs, that grows and it sprouts and it grows the light of the above, the supreme delight, that it should be opened. So now you get that fruit, that beautiful fruit. It's going to say, in the time of Golus, we're still sowing. The time of Mashiach is when the fruits is going to come out, when we're going to see the fruits. But why is that? Because the Yidden are the level of Eretz. As I said before, Knesset Malchus. Because all the 10 spheres come in it. It's bittel, it receives from all the 10 spheres. Shubchinas bittel. Bechinas is kapya v'izhapcha, in a level that it's subdued and it turns around. So v'ein pidush, and basically, he's also translating it a little bit into avodas Hashem. When the Yid does a mitzvah, and he forces himself to do the mitzvah, or he turns himself around, that he wants to perform the mitzvah, is kapya v'izhapcha, that's his level of bittel, that's his level of eretz, that makes the mitzvah grow. That helps because he pushes himself to do the mitzvah. So, when we say you push yourself, you force yourself, we're not talking about, he's going to explain, just you force yourself and you don't do the sins. We're talking about, even for the extra stuff, you force yourself not to indulge. Ain't pidush is kafya al ra gomer. When we're talking about it here, that a person should practice, should be like the ground, should be humble, should push himself to do what he has to do, it doesn't mean, ein pirush is kafya al ra gomur. We're not talking about it, oh, if you have a desire to do totally evil, you're going to force yourself not to do so. That's not even what we're talking about over here. Ki oimer echte eima speaking biyode, because, of course, you know, if one, we don't need his kafya. If you're going to do the sin, even if you say, I'm going to sin, I'm going to do tshuva later, you're not going to be able to. We're not going to get the opportunity to do tshuva. So, of course, we can't talk about that you force yourself to do what's right. Because if you're not going to force yourself, of course it's not going to work. But we're saying, el b'mutarloch. But even the mutarloch, even things that are permissible, just to push yourself, that instead of being a yesh, an entity, a balgaiva, somebody that didn't, you push yourself and you say no, which means even things that are extras that you don't need, that you don't really need, you push yourself to go ahead, shuhu, bechinas bitl, shubechinas bitl ayesh la'ayin, which is to take your yesh, to take your mitzias, to take who you are and push yourself, make yourself into nothing and force yourself to do what's right, which is on a higher level than the level of yesh me'ayin. Over here, you're making from shubechinas nailim, bechinas yesh me'ayin. This is a greater level than when you create something from nothing and make it to something. Here you're taking a mitzias and you're making it ayin by pushing yourself to become what? V'zeu shoyrish shumokar neshamas Yisrael. This eretz and this growth that they have, the ability, the bitl, that's the root and the source of all neshamas Yisrael. V'lachein, and therefore, aydei klitas hagadon teira mitzvos v'neshamas Yisrael. When the seed is absorbed of the seed of Torah mitzvah in the Shamas Yisrael, sheyesh b'em koyach hatzemech, they have the power to make things grow in the eretz, the yidden. B'chinas note seifa b'tchilosim, that's the level where the end is tied to the beginning, which means you have the beginning is the malchus de'in sof, is connected to the malchus of atzilus, which is the low mokan Shamas Yisrael. That grows and reveals the supreme delight that in mitzvahs, that it should come openly. So that's why the Jewish people are also called a woman who fear Hashem. Why the level of Yiras Hashem? What level of Yira? Because Yira is the level of subjugation. I guess Ava is Yesh, is your Metzias. But Yira is your Bittl, your subjugation, your self-negation. The fear of Hashem, which is next to your eyes. So, he says, the ability, you know, so, everything actually comes in the seed, in the mitzvahs, be'emeson lies all the greatness. It's only that the yid's job is through his bittel to reveal the greatness that is already in the seed. And just like by physically, the seed comes from the father, which has basically the whole potential of the child in it, but the development comes through the mother. Same thing is the ground, the yid, what he does, he develops that power which is in the mitzvahs, the einig elyon, which is hidden, and it's developed in that. That's what he says. V'hine ikir yitziris yishavas havlad humitipas ha'av. The main creation and bringing about of the baby is from the seed of the father. Mazriya loivin shemena tzomazigidim. He is the one that seeds the white, which comes the bones and the veins, etc. Elosh ayidei shiyibetin imoy, but through the delay in the mother's womb, the mother's stomach. Oichem mashi meicheles, he eats from his mother eats. Yetzim helem elagilim b'chalevarov. That's how it comes out from the hidden to the revealed. Now you have a baby with all the limbs. Mashoi b'tchila b'helem b'tipasav, but originally was hidden in the seed of the father, and now it's developed. Ukmekenu yina mitzvahs, the same thing as the mitzvahs. Shor shom lumaylo hurotzen elyin. That is the supreme the will. That's the root above. They came down through many involvement. Then it became a level of a seed, which is Tov Reish Chof Amudi Oir. This is the 620, 613 plus the 7 mitzvahs the Rabbanan, which is Keser, which is the 613, which is the Keser, which is the connection, which is the pillars that connect the Keser Elyon with the mitzvahs of this world. Tavrish Chava Mudeir, K'may Ha'amu, just like a post. What a post does is Shemechaber Ma'ilo Umata, that it connects the top and the bottom. Those are the mitzvahs that connect the Yisrael with the bottom. Vaydei HaKlitash Niklub Yisrael, and through the absorption, that they were absorbed by the Yidden, Sheyesh Behem Koyach HaTzemeach, that they have the power to grow. Nitzmach Gilui HaMitzvahs K'moshein L'mayla. So now we have the mitzvahs are beginning to sprout as they're above. You get to see through the yin. V'zehu isho yiras Hashem hitis halal. A woman that says that it fears Hashem, the bittel, hitis halal. What is the level of halal? Loshin behilu neiroi, which means shines. Tahalal means that it begins to shine, it begins to light. Or we say halalu yudke, which means you shine the yudke, you bring about the yudke. She says, Shetam amires pesuke de zimra. We say the halalukah, that's the halalukah that we say. Why do we say the reason for saying the verses of song koidem kriyishma, before Shema? So he's going to bring it down to the person now is, why? Is ki kriyishma v'ahavta, because when, how are you going to reach the level of loving Hashem? Is going to come based on your meditation, on your reflection. Humachmas his bananus bipsuke de zimra. That is because you're going to reflect in the verses of song. Shuhu sipur shvach of shalmokin. Here you're singing the praises of Hashem. Yoitzer mishor simi creates the servants, Hashem mishor simchulo, and his servants stand before Hashem in awe and fear, and they say kodesh kodesh. Vitzorich lahoir ulehalel, and you have to shine and to bring about the light. His boininus b'chinas yudke milmailo, to bring down the level of yudke from above, to bring down that level of clarity, that level of shine to the person. V'zeo halalu yudke, that's what we say, haleluka, halalu, to make clear, to see, to bring about the light of yudke. V'asora haleluka, lehalil milmailo mailo, which means to make clear from higher and higher, 10 levels of haleluka. We say 10 times haleluka, haleluka. Milmaila, maila, adroima, mailas. So, v'kachu b'inyan Yisrael. So, this is like in Davne. V'kachu b'inyan Yisrael. Shenikro yiras Hashem. So is with the yidn of year, of the level of yidn, which is called Yish Yirashem. Shetzricha lihis halel ulahoyir mamaila. It needs to shine and to bring the light from above. V'chdei lihis behem b'chinas klita. So that it should be the level of absorption, so that the gar should be absorbed. The same thing is with Torah is also. Here we talk about basically, we talk about mitzvahs, we talk about the garin of the mitzvahs. The same thing is with Torah too. In order to get the Torah to shine and to become illuminated, you need to bring down the holiness of the behilu neiros. So it says, Ashrei mi shebo lekan. Vital mudei biyodei. It says, lucky is the person that comes and his learning is in his hands, which means ugamkin al derech zeh. It's also in a similar way. Just like we say by the mitzvahs, they came down in semer gashmi in physical matter. Similar is also with the Torah. Ki a Torah gamki yordo milmailo lemato. Torah came down above to below. Li is bechinas garin. Being a level of a seed. Okay, li is bechinas klito. And in order so that it can absorb, so that the learning that you learn should do something. It shouldn't just throwing the seeds on the ground, doing the mitzvahs, but it doesn't grow, reveal the einig elyon. Tzorich liyeis talmudei biyodei davki kanal. So you have to have the learning to come to hand, which means to come down with the higher level into that level, and that helps it grow. And we were discussing over here that the Torah and the mitzvahs we have here is like the garden, is like the seed, which means because the seed doesn't have any taste or any fruit in it or anything, but yet when you put it into the ground, it grows into a fruit. So the mitzvahs seem like very simple, the Torah seems like very simple, but when the Yidden learn it, the Yidden are considered like the Oretz, their level of Bittel, and when they learn, they develop, and the nurtures, it comes out, the Tainuga Elyon, the light of the above, is revealed through the Yidden doing the mitzvahs and studying the Torah. So now what happens is, so when are we going to have the fruit, actually, the light, the fruit? That's going to be Lo'osid Lovi, in the future. That's what we say, Oir Zerua La Tzadik, which means that there is a light that has been seeded for the Tzadik, in other words, If you do the mitzvahs, there's a light that is sown in the ground, and then it will sort of blossom in the future, and then you will have all the fruits. That's what he says. Hine kesiv oir zorua la tzadik. That the light is sown for the tzadik. Which light are we talking about? She oir toiru mitzvahs hu keiz b'china zriya. Right now, in the time of Golus, before Mashiach comes, before the world has been revealed, it's all in a level of sown. It's not yet open. It's not a fruit yet. Ulaosid, but in the future, yieh b'bchinas gilui. In the future, it'll become revealed, which means b'bchinas pri. Then this is what is sown out. That'll be a fruit. Umalupnei tevel tenuva. That's continuing the posuk Yishai, where he starts in the previous mimer. It says, Haboyim yashresh Yaakov. Yaakov will root it. Then it says, Yotzi tzuporach Yisrael. Then it will blossom and it will flower Israel. So now is the time of rooting. Now is the time of yashresh. He's going to talk soon about the Yaakov and Yisrael. But then the pasuk says, Umalu Yotzufar Umalu Pnei Tevel Tnuva. Therefore, the face of the earth, the Pnei Tevel, will be Tnuva, with all the produce will be, that will be Mashiach will come, when Yotzufar Achisrael. So, basically, what he's going to say in the future, there's going to be a new reality in this world, which right now we don't have which is hidden. Which means the level of Seviv Kol Almim, as he's going to explain, even though we have the level of Seviv Kol Almim right now, but it's a level of Seviv Kol Almim which is connected to Memala Kol Almim, which is, because you say Seviv Kol Almim, it surrounds the world. So he's going to explain there is two levels in Seviv. There's one level of Seviv which is connected to Memale, which means Makif, which is connected to the Pnimi. And then you have a Makif, which is all the ways beyond Makif. He brings an interesting example. He says, sometimes you see somebody else davens, and so you get inspired too. So that's not, you didn't daven, but you see somebody else. So it's a Makif, you didn't work it through, but still, it inspires you. But sometimes it's a makif which you don't even touch, it doesn't bother you at all, you know, you see and it doesn't affect you. So there's a makif which can affect the pnimi and in you, and there's a makif that has no connection. La'asid lovei, there will be a revelation of the makif, which means that at that point the Tainug Elyon will be able to be visible in the world, the makif itself will be revealed, so it will no longer be in the level of Zri, it will be the level of Pri. And that means, that's what is going to be Tchiyas HaMesim, which means whatever is not seen now, whatever is dead or is not, it'll become alive, because relative to the light of the Ein Sof, the Sof of Kulam, the real Makif, everything is the same. So even this world, which seems to block and everything else, Gashmis, and the mitzvahs, which is only like the seed, like the garden, everything will be seen in a different light, because relative to the level of Makif, the seed and the gashmi, everything is there's nothing blocking for the level of Seviv Kol Almim. Let's see inside. How is it going to be in the future the resurrection of the dead? That is going to be a revelation of Seviv Kol Almim that is going to come down. Before him, dark is like light. So in other words, there is no difference, but to the level of Seviv, there is no difference between light and darkness. And therefore, even in this world, which is supposedly a dark world, which is a world where there is Mesim, but when we talk about the Seviv Kol Almim, there is no such a thing as a dark world, nothing behind it. He says like this, Achine Gamka Eis Ubuchina Sevu Kulam. Also today, there is Sevu Kulam. What's in the mitzvahs? When we do the mitzvahs, we have in there the level of Sevu Kulam as well. So what does it mean that La'asid Lavi will be the level of Sevu Kulam when we have Sevu Kulam now? Vim Kain, Mahu zeh ha-toisefes va'ilu sheyiyeh la'asid lavei, la'asid. What is the addition and what is the advantage that is going to be in the future? Va'inyan, ki memalu kol almim v'seviv kol almim, when we talk about memalu kol almim and seviv kol almim, hem b'chinas makifim u'b'chinas pnimim. Makifim means things that affect you from the outside. Pnimim means it goes into the inside. V'ineyesh beis b'chinas makifim. There's two levels in the makif. Ha'alef hu ma'ashe shayich lipnimi. One of them is what is connected to the inside. U'meir boy, and it shines in the pnimi. Sha'or zu hu mechaya oisa. That shine gives him life. So he lives from cervical almond. That's the makif which is connected to the pnimis. Va'beis hu ha'makif ha'kloli. And the second is a general makif, shemakif bashvo achas, ve'ena meir b'primis klal. That surrounds everything equally, and it doesn't come down in a primis at all. He's giving an example. K'mayim razal, akol be'asor ha'shchin t'sharye b'b'chinas makif. Our sages tell us that if there's 10 people, the shchina is there, is present, the shchina rests over there. Now that doesn't mean that the people are aware or affects them or impacts them, but it's there, it's in the way of makif, but it's not connected to them, they don't sense that, it doesn't come down into impact them in the primis. So he gives an example. V'hine, yesh mispoil kishe mispalu ba'asora. Somebody will become excited when he davens with a minion, davens with 10 people. Or sometimes he'll get excited when he sees that his friend davens with kavona, so he becomes excited by it, so he will daven more than what he's used to. He sees somebody else davening well, so he'll daven a little more. So the kavona that his friend has when he davens, he doesn't have that kavone. By him, it's in the level of makif because he's just looking that he's davening with kavone. That affects him. And it doesn't go into an enter in an inner because he has no clue what the other person is davening about. He doesn't have any idea of his kavone. Im koze yet whom is spoiled, but still he becomes excited by it. So that means that the makif impacts the pnimis. That's a makif which should be meir bipnimis. So in other words, it's not something which the person internalizes from himself, but it infects his internal. He'll daven a little better because of some makif. But yes, ain't a mispoil klal. And sometimes there is somebody, he sees somebody else, somebody giving a little bit musar also on the side. You know, you see everybody else davens, but he doesn't care. Vahainu, shein meir by bipnimis. That means that it's a makif which doesn't come down into an inside. Benishar b'chinas makif haklol she'ena meir klal, and it remains a general makif which doesn't shine at all. In this case, it looks like it's up to the individual to make the makif affect him, or to not allow for the makif to affect him. But from this, we have an understanding that there's two levels of makif. Sometimes the makif can affect the pnimis, and sometimes the makif does not affect the pnimis. Same thing we'll understand when we talk about the sevuk kol almim, that we say la'osid lovei, there will be nizgala, the level of sevuk kol almim. Da'achshov hu b'chinas makif v'sevuk ha'shayich lipnimi. Now, in the time of Golus, it's a level of makif and soiviv, but it's connected to the pnimis. We say soiviv kol almim daikiv. So it surrounds all the worlds specifically, which means it recognizes that there is a world and it surrounds the world, so it's connected to the world because it's soiviv the world, so it means that it's connected. Mash enkin lo v'sid lovei, but as opposed to lo v'sid lovei k'siv, v'negoylu k'sefer hashemayim. That the heavens will be rolled up like a book, which means just like a book is opened up, rolled out to read. So the shamayim, the heavenly, the spiritual levels will become open, be opened, which means the Sefer Kolamim will become down in a panimi. Everybody, you can read it like a Sefer. Or another pasuk, Gam Nemar, Kasher Hashemayim Achadoshim, Varetz Achadoshim Begoymer. He says it will be a new Shemayim, and a new Oretz, which means it will be a new reality, Sheshemayim Bechinas Makifim Dikor Eis, that this level of Shemayim, which is now, what is Shemayim, right? Now it's called the level of Makifim. Yogoylu kasefer, they will be rolled out like a sefer, liislabish bimchinas pnimis, to dress up in a inner way. Vizgalu makifim shemayim chadoshim. So now there will be revealed a new level of makif, and a new level of Shemayim, which is the level of the makif, the general makif, will be revealed. For us, aliday yoyragod lahu, then through that great light, gam hameisim sheichne ofer yichu, also those who have died, who rest in the dust, they too will become alive. Lufi shalufonov kechashecha ka'ira, because before him, like darkness is like light, so there's no such thing. There's no death. There's no darkness. Just like a light and a great flame, which is very big, can shine very far. So it will be such a great light that it will reach even to the dead. You know, they too will come alive. Okay, so this is what, that's when the fruit is going to come. But how do we get to that fruit? Somebody has to plant the seed for that fruit. That sowing that takes place for those fruits that will be revealed, the level of the makif, comes through the mitzvahs that we do today. Begilui hahu shelo osid ha'idei ha'mitzvahs. That revelation of the future comes through the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs will make these fruits. Sheyasu pri lemailo. They will make the fruit above. So what happens? So the question is, here we're going to get the level of Seviv. How could a Yid, who isn't at that high Madrege, work about that level, to bring about such a level of Seviv Kulam through his mitzvahs? How does the Yid, okay, it's a seed from above, and it has everything in it, but it comes through planting in the Oretz, which is the Yid. The Yid's doing the mitzvahs, that's the planting. How does the Yid have that koyach? So he brings a marshal b'chlal in Kabbalah, and also the level of zohar is mashpia. That's a bigger level, a higher level. So he says you find, like for example, the woman gives birth to a male. So you see that the nekeva can create something which is higher than their level. Their level of Makabal, their level of Nikeva, the level of Oretz, and they can be creating a Zohar which is higher than the level of Nikeva.
I thought it's obvious, because when from Malchus we get in Chochmah, so that actually Chai is a Malchus. So,
yeah. So actually over there we say that Malchus itself will have that level. But over here we're just saying that the Yidden, this is just this one point, that the Yidden can actually bring about a greater revelation even than their own Madrega, than the Madrega of Yidden, which means that they can bring about the Madrega. Look inside. Let's use it. Begilui commercial havlat. It's like an example, like a baby, like a childbirth. Hagav shegidulim min ha'isha. Even though, how does he grow? From the woman. A woman is the level of Nikeva. K'maymer Azal, as the sage said, Oichem Mashim Echeles. What does the baby eat? The fetus eats Maduna from what the mother eats. Im Kolze, and yet, Efshir Sheyiyah Avlad Yiyah Godlo V'maylem Min Aisho. Could be that the Vlad should be greater than the woman. Shehavlad Zohar, Hu B'chines Mashpia. Because the blood is a male, is a level of mashpia. The ima bechinas makabel, bechinas nukva chulo, and the mother is a makabel, is a level of nukva. So the fact that the yid can bring about the level of seviv kol almim, such a high madrega, is not a problem, because you could, we do find that the revelation that comes through the Oretz, which is on the lower level, will bring around these beautiful fruits. I mean, same thing as the ground. He doesn't say that over here. Can bring about these beautiful fruits. And that's what he says. It's Oir Zerua LaTzadik, that this is the light which is sown for the Tzadik, which means for the Torah, the light of Torah Mitzvahs, is sown in the ground now, and that will shine in the future when the Osid Love will be revealed. V'zehu shahamitzvahs nikroyim levushim ubechinas peiros. So the mitzvahs are called both. They're garments. And now, right now, they're garments because they're hiding. They're not, but they're also the fruits. Because la'osid, there'll be fruits. Now they're garments because they dress up in themselves the Ein Sof, but they're not, it's like a degar. Shahamitzvahs ka'eis hem ubechinas gar. Right now, the mitzvahs are like a level of a seed. V'heim b'chinas levushim hamalimim. They are garments that hide, which means you don't see in a seed the fruit. So you don't see in the mitzvah the greatness of the Sof of Kolam. You don't see the tiny galion in it. It seems like there is no taste at all in the seed, or it seems like there is no reasoning. Tzitzis mitzemerchol, you make tzitzis out of wool. So what kind of a mitzvah is that? I mean, what kind of a greatness is that? Doesn't seem anything. So that's why that's called levushim. But it's also mashenkin gilu hamitzvahs kemoishi yu laosid. But the revelation of the mitzvahs, as it will come out in the future, when we'll see the impact of the mitzvahs, yu b'chinas pri. Then they're going to be a fruit. It'll be gilu tam v'tainuk. It'll reveal that there is going to be a taste and a pleasure in the level of the mitzvahs. Okay, the Pirush Rashi al Posik, as Rashi explains on the words, on the verse, Yishakeni min shikus piu, he will kiss me, Hashem will kiss me, Shir Hashirim, from the kisses of his mouth. So what does the kiss mean? The beauty, the enjoyment, a kiss is an expression of love, or an expression of enjoyment. So when you enjoy the other person, you give him a kiss. So the Torah will also become, will be kissed by that, because the Torah will be revealed. Shall also is God on the time of Torah. That the Osid Lovi will be will receive the time of Torah. And he's saying that this is very powerful that the mitzvahs have, because the mitzvahs contain in themselves the Ein Sof, the level of Sevev Kol Almim, which is on a much greater level than even the malachim and the levels of in Bri Yitzirasiya, or where there is a level of yearning for Hashem, but it's all limited. But the mitzvahs, they have the wide acceptance of the Ein Sof, and that's what touches the pasuk v'zehu, and this is the meaning of l'chol tichlo. Ra'isi Kates, Shlomo Melech says, for all yearnings, there is an end to the yearning. There's a limit to the yearning. But rechava mitzvahs chameoid. But your mitzvah is very wide, which means the mitzvahs is not contained. There is no limit. The mitzvah is very wide. Pirush. Lechol tichla, when is it chotrila? Chobichines hasagas neshamis. Umalachim. That's when we talk about the neshamas, how they can grade. That's a tichla, which means a yearning to Hashem. What they grasp and they understand and they appreciate Hashem. Avloch debriya, yitzira, asiya, yesh, keitz, ugvul, hasagosom. There is a limit, there is an end, and there's a limit to the understanding. Why? Lifishayim b'chinas nivroim, because they're created being, ubalekvul, and they have a limit. Mashayim ke mitzvoscho, k'mashayim l'maylo. Talking about the mitzvah as the way above, because already we talked before, the mitzvahs below are like a garden. But the true mitzvahs, the way they are above, over there is Rechava mitzvahs chomoid, Hebrew Rechava moid. It's very wide. Which means it's a very wide receptacle, the mitzvahs that they contain in them the bligvul Ein Sof. He says this is another. Sometimes we find when we talk about Torah, we say Arucha me'eretz midah, that it's longer. And talk about mitzvah, we talk it's wider. Why do we, by Torah, we say Torah is longer than any measure, Arucha me'eretz midah, than a measured land? And by the mitzvah, you say rechava, it's wide. What's the difference? So he's saying, when we say about long, over there we're talking about how the Torah is long, that it comes down all the ways below, that it's so long that it can come down from the highest level to the lowest level. Samshocha, long represents descent from the highest level to the low level. But rechava descends in its level, it's very wide, that it has a tremendous klei kibul that it can have the Ein Sof. That's a v'lochei nema rechava, here it says Ruchava, and it doesn't say Ruchah Kama Shenemar Bahatoira Ruchah Me'eretz Mido. Over there it says it's long. Bahainu, and the reason is L'Sheshom Medaber B'Inyanam Shochas V'Didus Ishtauslus, because over there it talks about the extending and the descent of the Ishtausa Toira L'Mato Mato V'Ubichinas Eirech. That's a level of length, because we're talking about Shemishtausu V'Yered Mato Mato V'Eirech, that it evolves, it descends below in a level of length. But the kan medaber b'mitzvus k'meshen l'mayla, but here we're talking about the mitzvahs the way they're above, not that's coming down, but the way they're above. Over there it says mitzvoscha, because we say, we don't say mitzvus as rechava me'od, it says mitzvoscha. Mitzvoscha means the mitzvahs the way they're above, rechava, da'kom rechava chulu, because over there they have the level of the Ein Sof. So now we're going to see, so it turns out like this, that when we talk about the Torah, the mitzvahs, the Torah mitzvah came down into this world, so over here, the Yid has to develop them. The Yid has to perform them, because the mitzvah himself is not visible. So the Yid is called, over there, he broke all before, Reishis Tvosa, he is the beginning of all the crops. The crops of Torah and mitzvahs that has to come out from the ground through the Yidden, the Yid is the Reishis, because he's the one that affects it.
Just embarrassing.
No, v'zehu kodesh Yisrael Hashem reishis tvoasa. That's what he's saying. Yidden are kodesh Hashem. They are the first of the crops. Haynu mitzad islapshus haTorah lemata bebichinas garin. Because from the perspective, when the Torah dresses up below in the level of a garden, that it becomes a level of a seed, which is not recognizable, the Tainug Elyon, the Sevi of Kulam, the greatness of it. So then the advantage of the Yidden is greater than the advantage of Torah. Why? Because the Yidden have to develop the Torah. The Yidden make, they make it grow in the ground. The ground makes it grow. Because the Yidden have the power to make it grow, they can reveal from the if we can reveal the greatness of the mitzvah of the garden, that means that we are on a greater level, because we're the one that bring it about. V'nikroim reishis tvoso, and they are called the beginning of the crops. Shehein hareishis, they are the beginning. Shememenu nitzmach v'nigdal tvoah, from him it sprouts and it grows. The tvuah leaves begilui hatam v'toishes v'dover, that they should reveal the taste and the addition, that all everything will grow. That comes from where? That comes from the yid. Mashen ke mitzad ha-toiru mitzvah. Because in the beginning, what did he ask the question? He asked the question that we say sometimes last kishim is kashroin, that the Torah is higher, and here we say we're called the Baal Torah and we're called Mori the Raisa Reishis Tvoso. But beside the perspective of Torah mitzvahs, k'mo yishem l'maylo, the way it is above, ha-Torah mo'id na'ilim madregas Yisrael. Over there, the Torah is much higher than the level of Yisrael. She Yisrael miskashron be'eraisa. Over there, the Yidden connect themselves to Torah. So the way the Torah has descended below, the Yidden is in a higher level. He makes it grow. The way the Torah is above, then the Torah is in a higher level. And now he's going to explain the verse. This is the Now the Maimer goes back to explaining the original pasuk, which is brought in the whole idea over here. It's interesting that we say that the roots Haboyim is Yashrish Yaakov. What roots it is Yaakov, but it says Yotzitz when it's already sprouting, Uforach it's blossoming is Yisrael. So, the level of Yaakov is the level in which you're rooting the seed. That's the level of Yaakov. So he's going to explain Why Yaakov? Because Yaakov is the simplicity of Yud Ekev. Yud Ekev, the name of Yaakov is Yud Ekev. Yud represents the level, highest level of Chochmah. Ekev is the heel. Yaakov takes the highest level and brings it into the lowest level, and he's able to sort of develop that. That's why it's Yashrish Yaakov, that it's rooted with Yaakov. Yaakov is also called the middle one of the three fathers, while Avram is on the right, Yitzchak on the left, Chesed and Gevura, strictness and kindness. Yaakov is sort of the middle one. The middle one also in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, that middle ring went around and around. They had bars on the top and bar on the bottom, which each one of the walls of the Mishkan was held all the beams together. But then they had one, the middle one went from edge to edge. That's called Yaakov. Avram on the top, Yitzchak on the bottom, and Yaakov in the middle. That's the middle. The middle is the binding that brings them all together. That's why it's all about Yaakov over here. The sprouting is the Yaakov. And Yisrael is already Liroish. That's already the head. You're already gotten the higher level already. That's considered the elevated, the greater level that you get from there. So this is what he says. Those, when they come, that's talking about the Osilov, when they will, people will come to the Geula, when they'll all come back to Eretz Yisrael, the gathering of all the Jewish people, is Yashrish Yaakov, what was rooted by Yaakov, Yotzi Tzufarach Yisrael, and it will blossom, and it will sprout Yisrael. Sha'ashroshu v'atzmichoi b'b'chines Yaakov. The rooting and the growth, that's Yaakov. Yaakov is Yud Ekev. Yud to Ekev. B'riyah Hatichon. That's the middle ring in the Mishkan that I said. That goes all around. It goes from one end to the other end. V'al yidei zeh yotzi tzufarach Yisrael lirosh. Then you have the blossoming that becomes Yisrael. The hinei kesiv. Because what? Because Yaakov is also associated with the level of the voice. Kesiv ha-koil kol Yaakov. So it says the koil is the koil Yaakov, which means also Yaakov has the level of voice, and the voice is going to say that also connects the spiritual of the person with the physical. In other words, when you're speaking words already, that's the physical. But it takes what's in your mind and it brings it, expresses it to the outside. That brings the spirituality to become physical. The Hine Omer Razal. Our sages tell us, it talks about, he says, the eye and the heart are two intermediaries that cause a person to sin. You know, the eye sees, and then the heart desires. The heart's eye sees. Why is that? What is the connection? Because in the eye there is veins and from the larger veins from the brain. So when you see something, you become, your mind becomes excited. And then also through the various different veins and the larger veins, they come down to the heart. But all of that is still spiritual. Chemdas halev. It's still the desire of the heart. So that's still in the person. Then from the heat of the heart, it goes down through the pipe of the heart to the pipe of the lungs. Ulereya. And then also to the lungs itself. From there, the heat, the ear, the splits, and it goes out through the five expressions of the mouth. That there should be openly a physical speech. So now you took the spiritual and you brought out physical. The nimtza. So it turns out the koil connects the gashmi and the ruchnis. That's why we call it level of koil Yaakov. In the coil itself, there is three levels. A shumayim, fire and water, shayim beis hopkin, b'chinas ruach hamam chabram. And the wind connects the eish and the mayim, the wind connects them. V'zehu tefilas oves tiknum. This is also, we say, the fathers do the tefillah, which is the coil Yaakov, because the Yaakov kol mishneim. Yaakov is included of both of them. U'kmosh l'arava mashpil l'talmidei. And what do you need both? You need, in order to give, you need to have both levels. You need Chesed and Gevurah. You need Avram and Yitzchok and Yaakov. If the teacher, the Mashpia, will teach as it is, as it's by him, like if a person is very smart, a teacher, and he wants to teach just as he understands it, the student will not understand at all. And if you're not going to say anything, he's not going to get it either. You can't give him everything, and you can't give him nothing. What are you supposed to do when you want your student to understand what you're saying? It has to be intermediate. That's included from both. In other words, you can't not deny, you can't give it all. You have to give a measure. You have to give a little bit. That's the level of Yaakov. A little bit, you don't give everything, you deny a little bit, and you don't give everything. That's the middle way. That's the middle ground. Okay. That's why we say giving MS for Yaakov and MS Torah. Because the Torah is also has these different levels. It has some mitzvahs which are on level of elevation, some that come down.
Yes.
Yeah, great.
Yes.
So it says like this. Hashem says, Baracha Yaakov, and then it says, with Yaakov it says Bria, and with Yisrael it says Yitzira. I mean, it's actually to explain here the Liroish Yisrael, and this is Yaakov. Yaakov, Barecha, Yisrael, Yitzrecha. So now we have Yaakov and Yisrael. The Nexiv, Yoitzer, Oiru, Barechoshech. So Yitzira is light, and Bria is dark. Everything has the material and the shape. The idea itself, that's Yaakov. Yud Eikev, say the Rishtausl Sabri Yeshmein. That's the order of the involvement of the creation, Yeshmein. That's the level of Israel, Li Roish. That's the level which is the shape, which is the spirit of it, which is literally that can shine very far. That's the level of Yisrael. If you have first the fear of sin, then the chokhm will last. Through the land being iskaf, which is basically also the level of Yaakov.